Maaseh Shehaya, a case that happened on Shabbat afternoon, was that the Baal Kriya, who happened to be myself, skipped straight from laning the Kohen, skipped out the laning for the Levi, read for the Levi what's normally read for the Yisrael, and then for the Yisrael, read into the second Aliyah, which is not really usually read at all on Shabbat afternoon. The question came up, was that a legitimate laning, or was it necessary to go back and make up the omitted bit? So this comes up in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Gimel in Orach Chaim, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Shabbat b'mincha and Monday and Thursday mornings, as long as you read at least 10 psukim, without missing out, not counting the missing pasuk, but you actually read 10 psukim, then it's sufficient, and you don't need to go back and lane again. So this would tell us quite clearly that it's not a problem. Why is that? Because the takana of Kriyat HaTorah on Monday and Thursday and Shabbat afternoon is simply that you should lane some of the coming week's laning. It's not that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat HaTorah, of hearing the weekly parasha, in terms of I don't particularly have to hear particular psukim on Shabbat afternoon or Monday and Thursday mornings. I have to lane from the Torah, and I should lane from the Torah what's going to be read on the coming week's laning. But so long as I read 10 psukim, then that's sufficient. And obviously, I need to have lain for each of the olim at least three psukim. There's actually a machloket in the Achronim. What if I'd only lained 9 psukim in total? So what if it was supposed to be that the first, the Kohen was supposed to get 3 psukim, the Levi was supposed to get 4 psukim, and Israel was supposed to get 3 psukim? And let's say I'd done it wrong, and I'd now lained 3 psukim for the Kohen, 3 psukim for the Levi, and 3 psukim into the next Aliyah for the Israel. So I've only lained 9 psukim. So even though the Machabeh says there need to be 10 psukim, the Olat Tamid and the Pri Chadash say that's Lav Davka, meaning that it actually only needs to be 9 psukim, because we know that in extremis, if you only lane 9 psukim, you yotzei with that. The model for that is the Purim laning, where there is only 9 psukim. However, the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim, they say that it davka has to be 10 psukim. This is worse than a case where you just lane to 9 psukim, because you also missed out a pasuk. If you lane to 9 psukim, 3 psukim, 3 psukim, then 3 psukim, that's missing out anything along the middle, then okay, but the avad we don't say with that. But here, where I missed out a pasuk somewhere along the way as well, so then it's not good according to the Mishnah Berurah. What happens if this was on Shabbat morning? The Shabbat morning is a different din, because Shabbat morning, there's a requirement to lane the whole Sedra. And therefore, if I missed out a pasuk, or even if I read a pasuk incorrectly, so then I would need to go back and make up the missed pasuk. In actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbat morning, if you missed out a pasuk, you need to make it up. Even if you've already lain the maftir and daven musaf chozev kore, you have to take out another the Sefer Torah again and read the missing pasuk together with two other pasukim as well. It's not explicitly discussed by the poskim what happens if you've already gone home. So it's clear that if you've daven musaf, you're still in shul, so then you need to take out the Sefer Torah again and lane again. What if you've gone home and it's the mincha time? Somebody says, you know, we were thinking about it over lunch, definitely missed out a pasuk. And somebody says, oh yeah, you know, I also thought we missed out a pasuk. So there it's unclear whether or not you would have to make up the missing pasuk at mincha. Ad kan.